Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Chametz Umatzah, Perek Gimel. This perek continues the topic of Bedikat Chametz, which we began to learn about in the last perek. The focus in this perek is on two subtopics. One is how the Bedikah is done in special circumstances, like if the 14th of Nisan falls on Shabbat, or if the Bedikah wasn't done on time and is performed later than usual. The second is an explanation of the stages which follow the Bedikah itself, specifically the Bitul, and how to handle the remaining Chametz until and including the stage of Biur, when the Chametz is destroyed. Halacha Aleph. Kishibodek Adam umechapes plele arba'asar, motziata chametz mina chorim umina machvaot umina zaviot, umekabetza kol umanichob makomechad ad chilat sha'a shishit bayom umeva'aro, vimratsalevaro belele arba'asar mevaer. All chametz which is found during the bedikah should be collected in one place until the start of the sixth hour the next day. Recall from Perek Aleph that this is when the chametz becomes asur b'hana'a on the rabbinic level, when he must destroy it. One who wishes to may destroy the chametz at night, as soon as right after the bedikah. However, the custom is to wait until morning to destroy the chametz, both for practical reasons, to include anything left over from the chametz he eats in the morning, and based on a connection between chametz and notar, the remaining meat of a korban, which must be burnt on the morning after the last night the korban may be eaten. Halacha bet. Hechametz shamaniach b'leilei arba asar kedei shiochal menu l'machar ad arba shaot eino manicho mefuzar umforad b'cho makom, ela matzni'o b'chli o b'zavit idu'a, v'nizhar bo, she'im lo nizhar bo u'mitza'o chaser, tzarich lechapes achrav v'livdok pam acheret, shema geraru hu ha'achbarim. Any chametz remaining after the bedikah, which one plans to eat before the end of the fourth hour the next day, should also be kept together in one place. He must be careful to keep track of the amount which is there, because if any of it disappears, then we must be concerned that a mouse carried it elsewhere in the house, and the bedikat chametz must be done again. Halacha Gimel. Chal arba'asar liot b'shabbat, bodkin et ha-chametz b'leilei erev shabbat, shehu leil shloshasar, umaniach min ha-chametz kedei lechol menu ad arba sha'ot b'yom ha-shabbat, umanicho b'makom mutzna, v'ashar mevaro milifnei ha-shabbat, v'im nish'ar min ha-chametz b'yom ha-shabbat achar arba sha'ot, mevatlo, v'chofe alav kli ad motzei yom tov ha-rishon umva'aro. If Erev Pesach falls on Shabbat, then Bedikat Chametz is done a full day early, on Thursday night. In this case, enough Chametz must be left over after the Bedikah to eat both all day Friday and Shabbat morning until the end of the fourth hour. The rest should be destroyed before Shabbat. Even though this Biur Chametz can in principle be done at any time on Friday, even in the afternoon, because Friday is not Erev Pesach, but the day before, the Shulchan Aruch rules that in order to avoid mistakes in other years, the Biur should be done at the usual time, in the morning before the beginning of the sixth hour. This indeed is the common practice on the relatively rare situation of Erev Pesach falling on Shabbat. The bitul chametz, that is, the verbal declaration, which we will read in Halacha Zayin, should in any event be done on Shabbat morning by the beginning of the sixth hour. What does one do with the chametz left over at the end of the fourth hour on Shabbat, when chametz can no longer be eaten? Because biur cannot be done on Shabbat, the Rambam says that it should be covered with a kli until the end of the first day of Yom Tov, on Sunday night, when it should be destroyed. The common custom now is to throw this chametz in the garbage. It should be noted that whenever one disposes of chametz by throwing it in the garbage on Erev Pesach, whether on Shabbat or any other day of the week, he may not leave this garbage in his home or anywhere on his property. It must be removed from the premises and deposited in a public trash bin. In Halacha Dalid, the Rambam adds an interesting din about burning chametz made from truma grain on Friday, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbat. As background to this halacha, we note that it is forbidden to cause truma to become tameh, even by bringing it in contact with other truma which is already tameh. Chametz made from truma must be burnt before Pesach, like any other chametz, and we saw in Perek Aleph that this typically takes place after chametz becomes asur b'hana on the morning of Erev Pesach. In that scenario, since the truma is asur b'hana anyway, there is no problem with burning truma tehora and truma tameya together, even though the second is metame the first in the process. But in the case of Shabbat Erev Pesach, when the burning of chametz takes place a day early, before the chametz becomes asur b'hana, one must burn truma tahora and truma tmeya separately. Because if they are burnt together, then the truma tmeya is metame the truma tahora in the process, and there is no allowance for this while the truma can in principle be eaten. Halacha hei. Mi sheshachach o hezid velo badak belel arba'asar, bodek ba'arba'asar b'shacharit. Lo badak b'shacharit, bodek b'shat habiur. Lo badak b'shat habiur, bodek b'tochechag. Avar haregel velo badak, bodek achar haregel, kidei shiva'er ma shiimtza mechametz shavar alav ha-pesach, mipneshu asur b'hanaya. If someone doesn't do bidikat chametz in the proper time, then he must do it on the morning of Erev Pesach. If he misses that time, then he must do it on Erev Pesach even after the time for Biur has arrived. If he didn't do Bidika on Erev Pesach, then he must do it during the Pesach holiday. And if he missed even that, then he does Bidika after the holiday ends. Even after Pesach, there exists the Isur of Chametz Shavar Alav HaPesach. And the point of Bidika at that time is to locate and destroy any Chametz which is forbidden because of this Isur. When he does bidikat chametz during the holiday, can this be done on Yom Tov or only on Chol HaMoed? The poskim debate this point, and the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is that it depends. If he did bittul before noon of Erev Pesach, then the bidika isn't urgent and should wait until Chol HaMoed. But if he didn't do bittul before that time, and as we'll see in Halacha Chet, bittul cannot be done at all after the start of the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, then there is a far greater urgency to perform a bidika in order to locate and remove any chametz in his possession. In this case, the bidika may be done even on Yom Tov itself. Halacha Vav. Kishibodek hachametz belel arba'asar o biyom arba'asar o betoch haregel, mevarech kodem shiatchil livdok, baruch atah Hashem alakenu melech haolam, asher kdeshanu mesotav etzivanu al biur chametz, uvodek umechapes bechol amekomot shemachnisin lahem chametz, kamo shebiarnu, vim badak lachar haregel eino mevarech. The text of the bracha on bidikat chametz is Asher kedushanu hashtavit sivanu al biur chametz, and this bracha is recited even when the bidika is done during the day of Erev Pesach or during the holiday, but not when it is done after Pesach, as at that point there is no longer a mitzvah to destroy chametz. Why does the bracha refer to biur and not to bidikat chametz? The Rush explains that the bidika is just the first stage in the extended process of biur chametz, which continues until the following morning. But the Rambam has a very different explanation, not here, but in Hilchot Brachot Perek Yud Aleph. Recall that this bracha was specifically mentioned there by the Rambam in the context of explaining why certain brachot use the language of al rather than le. In this case, his explanation was that the bracha is recited after the essential act of the mitzvah, that is, the bittul balev, which has already taken place. This is consistent with the Rambam's view from the beginning of Perek Bet that the mitzvah d'oraita of tashbitu is the bittul, not the physical destruction of the chametz, which happens later. Halacha Zayin. Kishigomer livdok, imbadak belel arba asar o biyom arba asar kodam sheshaot, tsarich livatel kol chametz shenishar birshuto veino roehu, viomar kol chametz shiesh birshuti shalori itiv velo yedativ, harehu batel, varehu kaafar. Aval imbadak mitchilat sha'a shishit ulmala, eino tsarich livatel, share eino birshuto, shekvar nesar bahanaya. After the end of Bidikat Chametz, assuming this is done on the night of the 14th or during the following morning, one must verbally nullify any Chametz remaining in his possession which he doesn't know about. The text of this verbal declaration in the Rambam is the Hebrew translation of what most have the custom to say in Aramaic, beginning Kol Chamira V'Chamia. The English translation of it is, any leaven in my possession which I haven't seen and don't know about is hereby nullified and is like dirt. The Rama emphasizes that one should say this text in a language he understands, as the bittul is only effective if he understands what it means. This is the only verbal declaration of bittul in the Rambam, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes the custom, which is our practice, to say an additional one in the morning. This second declaration, in which one includes even any chametz which he has seen and that he knows about, covers anything which may be left over from the chametz saved at the end of the bidika to eat during the morning. One should say this only after burning the chametz, so that the burning is done on chametz which he still owns. At the end of the halacha, the Rambam adds a very important fact. Bitul is only effective before the beginning of the sixth hour. At that point, because the chametz is aser bahana, it is not considered to be in the possession of its former owner, and so bitul is meaningless. One may ask a simple question. If chametz is automatically removed from a person's ownership at the start of the sixth hour by virtue of the iser hana, then why does someone violate bal yira and bal yematzeh if he leaves chametz in his possession? Doesn't the chametz just become ownerless by itself at the start of the sixth hour? The Rambam explains this point in the next halacha. Lefichach, im lo bitel kodem sheish, umi sheish ha'ot v'mala, matza chametz shaya dato alav, v'haya b'libo, ushchacho bishat habi'ur, v'lo bi'aro, hare ze avar al lo yera'e v'lo yimatzei, sharei lo bi'er v'lo bitel, v'ein habitul atamo ilo klum, lefi sheino birshuto, v'akatuv asahu ki iluhu birshuto, l'chayvo mishum lo yera'e v'lo yimatzei. If one neglected to do bitul before the sixth hour, and after this point in time, finds chametz which he had known about and didn't destroy, then he's in violation of bal yira and bal yimatzeh. He must destroy this chametz immediately, and bitul at this point is ineffective, as we explained. Even though the chametz is not in his possession because of the iser hana, the Torah considers it as if he still owns it, solely for the purposes of bal yira and bal yimatzeh, as otherwise these two isurim would have no meaning and be impossible to violate. Two important points here. First, it sounds from the Rambam like one violates bal yira and bal yimatzeh only if and when he actually finds chametz after the start of the sixth hour, not by the very fact that chametz exists in his possession at that time. I hope to return to this point in the next perek, which deals more extensively with these two isurim. Second, the language of the Rambam seems to indicate that one violates bal yira'eh and bal yimatzeh even on Erev Pesach, after the sixth hour, and not only on Pesach itself. The Ravid here objects to this point, and indeed, when the Rambam mentioned bal yira'eh and bal yimatzeh back in Perek Aleph, he seemed to limit it to the 7 days of Pesach, unlike the Isser to eat chametz, which the Rambam believes to exist midoraita even on the afternoon of Erev Pesach. As the Magen Mishnah points out, the Rambam here can be read to be consistent with what he said earlier. When he writes, Im mishei sha'ot v'mala matza chametz, etc., harei ze over alo yereh v'lo yimatzeh, he means that if one finds chametz any time after the sixth hour and doesn't destroy it before nightfall, as bitul is no longer effective, then he will violate bal yereh and bal yimatzeh at that point, when the holiday begins. We note, however, that there are Rishonim, including Rashi and Reinu Chananel, who believe that the Isurim of Bal Yira and Bal Yimatzeh take effect on Erev Pesach as soon as the Chametz becomes Asur Bahana. The Rambam ends Halacha Chet, V'im mitza'o biyom tov kofe alav kli ad la'erev, umeva'aro, v'im shel hekdeshu eino tzarich lichpot alav shahakol porshin mimenu. If one finds chametz on Yom Tov, then he must cover it with a kli, so that no one mistakenly eats it, until the evening when he can burn it. If the chametz is hekdesh, then he need not cover it, as people in any event keep their distance from hekdesh. The Rambam believes that on Yom Tov, one may not burn chametz because of the iser malacha, nor even carry it to dispose of it some other way. We'll see soon that chametz can be destroyed in other ways aside from burning, because of the iser of muktzah on Yom Tov. The Shulchan Aruch accepts this view, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that many poskim disagree on both counts, at least when it comes to chametz, which one had neglected to be mevatel before the beginning of the sixth hour, which is very clearly the type of chametz the Rambam is speaking of. The Isurim of Bal Yira and Bal Yimatzeh are midoraita, while the prohibition of carrying muktzah is midrabanan, and thus muktzah is overridden by the need to minimize the transgression of Bal Yira and Bal Yimatzeh. So one may carry out chametz he finds on Yom Tov and throw it in the sea, or crumble it into the wind. Some poskim even permit burning the chametz on Yom Tov, assuming that it comes out on a weekday and not Shabbat. Recall that the malacha of havara, burning, like others which are considered malachot ochel nefesh, are permitted on Yom Tov in certain cases of immediate need, and the ongoing violation of bal yira and bal yimatzeh is considered a sufficient need, according to these poskim, to allow burning the chametz on Yom Tov. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah concludes that we follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that of the Rambam, to leave the chametz covered until the evening and destroy it then. For those who live in Chutz La'aretz, is the din any different on Yom Tov Sheni? The Shulchan Aruch brings the opinion of the Or Chot Chaim that indeed Yom Tov Sheni has the status of Chol HaMoed in this regard, and one who finds chametz may burn it immediately. The Mishnah Berurah accepts this leniency for chametz which one was not mevatel before the sixth hour, which it is more urgent to destroy, as we explained. However, if one did bittul at the right time and then finds chametz in his house which he neglected to destroy, then on either day of Yom Tov he must cover it up and wait until the end of Yom Tov to burn it. Halacha Tet. Mi sheyatza mibeito kodem sha'at habiur lasot mitzvah ulechol bisuda shel mitzvah kigon sudat erusin v'nisuin v'nizkar sheyesh lo chametz betoch beito im yachol lachzor v'yiva'er v'yachzor l'mitzvato yachzor v'im lav yevatel b'libo. Yatsa lahatzil miyad hagayis, umiyad hanahar, minad leka, umina mapolet, yivatel blibo vidayo. Yatsa litzorech atzmo, v'nizkar sheyesh lo chametz betoch beito, yachzor miyad, v'ad kama hu chozer, ad kabeitza. Haya pachot mikabeitza, mevatlo blibo vidayo. What does one do if he left his house on the morning of Erev Pesach and then realized that there is still chametz there which he did not destroy? If the amount of this chametz is less than a kebetza, then it suffices for him to do bitul balev wherever he is, and he need not return to his house. If the amount is at least a kebetza, then the din depends on the nature of his journey. If it is a personal matter, then he must return immediately to destroy the chametz. If, on the other extreme, he left on a life-saving mission in case of fire, flood, or the like, then he may rely on bitul balev even for this larger amount. If he left home to do some other type of mitzvah, like to partake of a wedding meal or some other sudat mitzvah, then he must return to destroy the chametz if this can be done with enough time to get back to the mitzvah he was attending to. If there isn't enough time, then he too may rely on bitul balev. The Rambam doesn't say what one must do in all of these cases if he only realizes after the start of the sixth hour that there are still chametz in his house. This would seem to depend on the question we raised earlier of whether the Isurim of Bal Yira'eh and Bal Yimatzeh take effect on the sixth hour of Erev Pesach. If they do, then this person has no choice but to return and destroy the chametz, except in the case of the life-saving mission, in order to stop violating these two prohibitions. If they only take effect at the start of the holiday, then there is room to allow him to complete his mitzvah and then return and destroy the chametz before the start of Yom Tov. Achronim rule that he should return immediately to destroy the chametz. Even if Bal Yira'eh and Bal Yimatzeh take effect later, it is possible that he will forget if he waits until the mitzvah ends. But even in this case, if the amount of chametz is less than the small amount of a kazayit, then he need not return, as such an insignificant amount may be considered to be objectively batel. Halacha Yud, mi shehiniach isa migulgelet betoch beito v'yatza, v'nizkar achar shiyatza v'hu yoshev lifnei rabo, v'haya yarei shema tachmitz kodem shiavo, hareze mevatla b'libo kodem shetachmitz, aval im echmitza, ein habitul mo'il klum, ela kvar avar alo yera'e v'lo yimatzei, v'chayav leva'er miyad kishiyachzor leveito. In this case, someone left his house on Erev Pesach after the sixth hour, and then realized that he left some flour and water mixed together in his house. If this mixture has not yet become chametz, but will do so before he gets home, then he may do bitul balev immediately, in order to avoid violating Bal Yira'eh Uval Yimatzeh when it becomes chametz. The chidush of this halacha is that bitul can be preemptive, that is, it can be done on something which isn't yet chametz, but will become chametz later. And preemptive bitul works even after the sixth hour, as the food it applies to is not yet asur b'hanaah even then. Clearly, if the mixture has already become chametz by the time he remembered it, then bitul is ineffective and he must destroy it as soon as he returns. Halacha Yud Aleph. Ketzad biur chametz, sorfo, o mefarer v'zore laruach, o zorkor layam. V'im haya ha-chametz kashe, v'in haya mechatcho b'mheira, harei ze mefaro v'achar kach zorko layam. V'chametz shenafla alav mapolet v'nimsa alav afar shlosha tfachim o yater, harei hu kimvo'ar, v'tzarich levatel b'libo im adayin lo nichnesa sha'a shishit. There is a machloket in the Mishnah in Pesachim how biur chametz must be done. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz must be burnt. According to the Chachamim, it can be destroyed in any manner, including throwing it into the sea or crumbling it into the wind. If the chametz is too hard to break apart quickly in water, then one must crumble it before throwing it into the sea. The Rambam here rules in accordance with the Chachamim, against Rabbi Yehuda. However, other Rishonim accept the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Rama rules that the custom is to burn the chametz rather than to destroy it in any other manner. If chametz was buried by rocks and dirt which fell on it, and as a result it lies under a covering at least 3 tefachim deep, then one need not dig it out in order to destroy it. But if this happens before the 6th hour of Erev Pesach, then one should do bitul balev on this chametz. In the context of this machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about how bir chametz must be done, we return to a question we raised in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik back in Perek Aleph. There, the Rambam ruled that one who violates Bal Yera and Bal Yimatzei through an action, like purchasing or creating chametz on Pesach, is subject to the punishment of Malkot, because the only reason one doesn't get Malkot for passively leaving chametz in his possession on Pesach is that each of Bal Yera'e Bal Yimatzei is a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. But Rav Chaim points out a Gemara in Psachim, which says that each of these Isurim is a lav hanitak laseh, as one who violates Bal Yera'e Bal Yimatzei is obligated to fulfill the aseh of Tashbitu on this chametz. Any lav hanitak laseh carries an exemption from Malkot, so how can the Rambam say that there can ever be Malkot for these Isurim? Rav Chaim's answer is based on a deeper understanding of the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. He claims that their argument is not merely about what action must be used to destroy chametz, but about the entire nature of the mitzvah of tashbitu. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that tashbitu is a mitzvah of action, destroying the chametz, and specifically by burning it, just as other things in halacha which must be destroyed, like notar and the property of an ira nidachat, are specifically required to be burnt. The Chachamim, on the other hand, believe that the essence of the mitzvah tashbitu is not the action, but the result, that a person not have any chametz in his possession. In halachic terminology, this is called an isur aseh, a mitzvah formulated in the positive manner of a mitzvah aseh, but which really forbids something, in this case the ownership of chametz, beyond midday on Erev Pesach. When the Chachamim list other methods of biur, like crumbling into the wind and throwing into the sea, they are really saying that the method doesn't matter, as long as the result is that the chametz is gone. The concept of lav hanitak la'aseh is only relevant when the aseh involves an action. The action blunts the effect of the violation of the lav, to the point that the punishment of malkot is suspended. As such, it only makes sense to apply this concept to the lavim of Bal Yera or Bal Yimatzei and the aseh of Tashbitu according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara in Psachim, which calls these lav nitak laseh, is indeed working within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rambam in this halacha accepts the view of the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. Indeed, he doesn't say here at all that bir chametz is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of tashbitu. He wrote at the start of Perek Bet that tashbitu is performed through bitul. And this may indicate, consistent with Rav Chaim's analysis, that the essence of the mitzvah is the result of not having chametz, rather than taking any specific concrete action to destroy the chametz. Thus, for the Rambam, Bal Yera uval Yimatzei cannot be characterized as lav hanitak la'aseh, and therefore one is subject to malkot if he violates the isser in an active manner. The Rambam ends the perek with the halachot of the coals formed by burning chametz. If the chametz was burnt before the 6th hour, then one may use the coals even during Pesach. But if the chametz was burnt only after it became asur b'hana'a, then its coals are also asur b'hana'a, and one may not use them to heat an oven, nor to bake or cook with them. If he does bake or cook with them, then the bread or cooked food which is made is asur b'hana'a as well.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.